Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now Masechet Bechorot, the Daf Lamed Tet, Amud Aleph, taking a look at the second half of Mishnah Dalet of this, the sixth Perek, which lists all of the mumin of the animals that allow them to be slaughtered as Bechorot. Chutina chitzonot. If it's evidently, there's a three-way machloket about what that's referring to. Read it like Rashi does, which is these are the gums, the outer gums of the animal. If they were cut or leveled, hapnimiim, the inner ones, meaning the gums behind the molars, as we'll see. Shenekru, if they were totally uprooted. From that point on, the molars, which are called the matched teeth, the tiomet, you don't check from there in. The molars themselves are not checked. Now, Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Tiyomet, this bright expands a little bit. Now, Tiyomet v'lifnim, from there on in, Utiyomet atzma kilifnim, exactly like Rechem Antogna said. Meshua ben Kfutsai Omer, and this may be the same as Meshua ben Kfutsai, who we met earlier, Ein shochtin el alachitzonot bilvad, you only shecht the bechor based on what happens on the outer gums. Rechem Antogna said, Omer, Ein mashkichin al Tiyomet kol ikar, you pay no attention to the molars or, obviously, anything behind them at all. So, Mike Kamar, how do we make sense of this brayta? The second opinion is the same as the first. The answer is chasur me'achsor v'achitani. This is something missing. This is how it should be taught. Ezu aprimit. What's the inner one? Min atiyomet v'lifnim, from the molars on in. Utiyomet atzma k'lifnim. The molars also are already on the inside. Medvar mu'im shenif k'mu shenif k'mu. When do we say that the inside is not significant? When they're just leveled or cut. Aval nekru, if they were uprooted, shochtin. That's Tanakama. You only shecht based on what happens on the outer ones. What does that mean? If the inner ones got uprooted, you can't shecht the bechor for that because it's not an overt mum. You can't bring it as a korban. This is now the final opinion of the Braita. Ein mashkichin ala tiyomet kol ikar. Whatever happens in there is of no significance at all. Vafilu ifsuli lo mifsul. It's not even pasul to be brought as a korban. Abai Ravach Devoy Barami. He asked the following question, which is going to occupy us for a little while now. Yesh mechusar ev mifnim o ein mechusar ev mifnim. The notion of a missing limb, does that exist even for things that are totally inside? Lemai, what are we asking about? Ile bechor pisech oivertiv. We've already dealt with this at the beginning of the parak. And that is that it has to be lame or blind, which guide us, that it has to be something obvious, it has to be seen. Same problem. So the answer is, to shecht a bechor, or to redeem other kodshim, loy bailan. We're not asking about that. That, for sure, it has to be overt. Kimi bailan, our question is, lifsuli. Does the animal become nifsal, invalid as a result? Mai. Tamim Yalaratsan Marachman of the Torah said that to be brought it has to be unblemished. Tamim in chisar los. If something is missing, even on the inside, it's not unblemished. That's the next part of the line. Ma mum mebroi af chisaron mebroi. Just like a mum is external, so anything that makes it not unblemished has to be external. So Toshma, let's see. In the context of a korban shlamim, the Torah says v'chtei klayot. You have to take the two kidneys and put them on the mizbeach. So why does the Torah say v'chtei klayot? Not just haklayot. V'lo bal kulia achad, v'lo bal shalosh kuliot, and not an animal with one kidney or with three kidneys. V'tani idach. We have another brayta that looks at the last word in that pasuk. Yisirana, take it in the singular off the kidneys. V'lo bal kulia achad. To extend to include one that has only one kulya. So savrua, we assume the kulya ma'in bria b'achat. Nothing is ever created with one kidney. Daham michsar evar, and this animal therefore is missing a kidney. Michsar chaser le'makim impalgia. The machloket is the marsava chisar mifnim shrei chisar. And the first brayta holds that a missing limb, even inside, a missing organ inside, is a chisaron, so you can't bring it. And the second brayta says it's not a chisaron, and you can bring it. He said that doesn't work. First of all, everybody holds that something could be created with one. Something missing on the inside is a chisaron. And there's no contradiction between them. So in a case where it was created with two, with only one, it's fine. It's created with two and lost one, then it's out. But the first bride to the knocked out one said one and three is out. Mashalosh mikar, just like three is the way it was created. It wasn't created with four and lost one. It wasn't created with two and added one. Afachan mikar, so the one that's invalid is when it's created that way. So that last answer will not work. Alachabish bria mikar kibipalgi. The machloket here is an anatomical machloket. Marsava yish bria b'achat. The second bride that holds it could be created with one. And therefore the one kidney animal is the way it was born. Marsava yish bria b'achat. The first bride that holds it couldn't be created that way. So if it has one kidney, it means it lost it. That's one take. From Yochanan Amar, he says, "Tekuliyama ein bria b'achat." Everybody agrees it can't be created that way. Chisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron. If something's missing on the inside, it's a chisaron. Which means the question, the position that's difficult to sustain now is the one that says it's okay. V'lokasha kan shechasra karam shechita, kan shechasra lacha shechita. It depends whether the kidney went off or missing before or after the shechita of the korban. If it was after the shechita, then it would be okay. But since when does that moment after Shechita, at that point we don't care anymore about what the animal looks like? And by the way, if that was the case, then you don't have to extend it to a kidney. You could mention any sort of moment. Let's say someone was to take the par koin godel on Yom Kippur, and right after Shechita, cut its ear. And then you did Kabbalat Adam, Pasul. The coin's supposed to take the dam, hapar, meaning hapar, shayaba kavar, the same par that was there before, meaning it can't be disfigured. So you see, between shchit and kabal, it has to maintain its earlier pristine, unblemished status. Ella, kanchachasakon kabbalah. So we're going to nudge it over by one step and say that if it lost the kidney before kabbalah, then it's possible. Kanchachasalachar kabbalah. And now we're going to challenge that line. Since when, if something changes its status between kabbalat adam and zrikat adam, is it insignificant? Vatanya, we have the braita about the pasuk with the korban pesach. Setamim zachar ben shana yelachem. And this demands three things. Male, unblemished, and a yearling. Sheitamim ben shana b'sha'at shechita. Now, it's not going to change its male status, but its unblemished status, and believe it or not, even its age status could change. So you're saying it has to have that status during shechita. Nine b'kabbalah v'halacha, meaning it's not good enough to buy it that way. It has to be that way at time of shechita. Nine b'kabbalah v'halacha v'hazayah. How do I know that all the way through the process of kabbalat adam, halachat adam, and zvikat adam, they're calling hazayah here, that it has to have that status? It has to always be tam ben shana until you're done with the process. So that means that there is no point at which losing the kidney will make it an insignificant problem. So Tirgama ben shana. So Rav Yochanan said that's talking only about ben shana, that it has to still be a ben shana when you're done with the process, but not that it has to still be tam. And we got the best proof of that is that by this time you've already shechted it, and so it's quite a balmum. So Hachanam Mistabra, and we could support that to Tanya, the Sukyan Zvachim that we talked about. What happens if an animal has much of its meat or its chalev missing before Zvikat Adam? Can you still do Zvikat Adam? Shomer kol Zvachim. As long as there's a kazayit basar to justify eating, or kazayit chelev to justify burning on the mizbeach, then you could do zrikat adam, be yotzei the korban. Shema mina could be a huge balmum before zrika, and you're still okay. Alright, so therefore we have to say that the maintenance of status all the way through zrika is not about tam, but about ben shana. Umiika midi de b'shat shchita v'ben shana shat kabbalah v'holacha v'ben shtei shanim. How could you have something that's a ben shana at shchita, and with a couple minutes later, when you do kabbalat adam or holachat adam, it's past a year? Rava zotamer shaot poslot pekodshim. So we see from here that we count when an animal was born, not just the day it was born, but the moment it was born, and has exactly a year to be a yearling, and even a minute later, it's not a yearling anymore. All right, so we even count minutes during the day. Okay, lemeketanoi. Perhaps this entire issue of mechusar evim bifneim is a machloket tanaim. Uma'uch v'chatut v'tatuk v'charut. This talks about the four different kinds of mumim in an animal related to its male genitalia. Question is, which genitalia is referred to? Is it the penis or the testes? So Kulan Beitzin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's referring all of them to Beitzin. The first two, by the way, are sort of smashed in different forms, and the other two are cut in different forms. But Beitzin v'lo begid, only the Beitzin. A ma'af Beitzin. Rabbi Yehuda says it applies both to Beitzin and to the gid. The gid being the member. To Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov mer Kulan begid, only the gid. The first two could apply to the beitzim. Now, tuk v'charut begin in beitzim lo. Only the gid and the beitzim, and only the gid, not the beitzim, on the last two have been cut. Now, my la balkemi palgi. So we want to suggest the mar savra chisaron mifim shmei chisaron that Rabbi Yehuda says that a something missing inside, which is the beitzim, is a chisaron, and therefore all of them apply to the beitzim. Umar Savaloshme Chizar, Ravlosman Yaakov says, no, they only apply to the Gid, which is overt, and the Beitzim are never a problem. Vatispra, think about that. Rabbi Yosim Ikasavar, then what's Rabbi Yosim's position? Ikasavar Chizar Mifrim Shme Chizaron, if he holds that an inside thing missing is a Chizaron, Vatuk Vacharut Nami, then the last two should also be the Beitzim. Ikasavaloshme Chizaron, if he does say, no, it's not a Chizaron, then the first two should also not be. Their machloket is not about that. Their machloket is about the nature of overt mumim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Ma'uch v'chatu tavim muma. He says, why is that a mum in the beitzim? The mechatzan, you see that they're very, very small now, abnormally small, and you can see it from the outside. Now, tuk v'charut tavim muma, if they're cut, then also v'hatalin. You see they're hanging now, and they're not in a sack. Rabbi Yaakov Savar, he says, no, it's not a mum, because ma'uch chatu lavim muma, d'mikar nami zimnin d'machatzin. Sometimes they're born like that, very small. Sometimes you see them hanging and not properly in a sack as they're naturally born. So therefore, that doesn't make it a mum. Rabbi Yaakov Savar, ma'uch chatu lavim muma, d'haletanhu. In the case of ma'uch chatu, it's a mum, because you can see from the outside that they're gone. They're just hanging, and therefore that's not a mum, and therefore this has nothing to do with our issue, and we did not solve the question about mechusar ever mi bifrim. Okay, the next piece, nifgam hazoven. A zoven is a sack that the member is in, typically on a bovine. Oh, ha'eryash on the keva, or the genital area of the female animal, b'muktashin, only b'muktashin, because of course that wouldn't apply to b'chor. That is a mum. Nifgam hazanav, if the tail is hurt, min ha'etzem, if the bone of the tail is hurt, havalomin ha'perek, not in between. O shirosh zanav afusal, the top of it is split off, meaning that the skin and the flesh are off of the bone. Now, o shiyesh basar michulia luchulia malo etzpa, if there's an etzpa's width between one joint and the next. So we're going to deal with that last point quickly. Amarulazun nifgam means veloni talkis velo zachrut. Nifgam, as we said in the Mishnah, something is missing, but not if it's totally gone, because evidently it can grow back. The kis is also, and not the male member itself, that can also grow back, evidently. Tamiach nifgam velo nital kis velo zachrut. The Brita supports that. Yosi ben ha'mashulam. Maseh bin balachad shentalo zev v'chazar leitano. It happened once that a zev bit that off. The sack and the entire thing returned. Good. Tana etzba shamru. When Chazal talk about an etzba, what is that? Echad mi arba'a betefach shokol adam. It's 1/4 of a normal tefach. L'may hilchata. Why do we care the size of an etzba? Amaraba linyan tchelet because of tzitzit. Tanya kama chutin hunotain. It's a famous doubled machloka b'cham beit hillel about the strings. First of all, how many strings do you put in? B'chamay mi arba'a v'tal mim shalosha. In that case, we pass like b'chamay. Remember, he has to have 1/3 ptil of the braided part and 2/3 gdil of the flowing part. That's the ideal ratio of tzitzit. So how big does it have to be? Shamamim arba'a, we tell him shlosha ushlish. 3 1/3. So we tell him echad mi arba'a betafach shokol adam. Meaning that that's what an etzba is, so a shlish, therefore, is going to be a shlish of a tefach. So you're going to use one, and you're going to use the measure of one etzba per as a quarter of a tefach. He said, no, the issue of an etzba is for the two famous measuring sticks, that non. There was an office in the Mikdash called Shushana Bira, where they had a painting of Shushana Bira on the mural on the wall. One was on the southeast wall, one was on the northeast wall. The one on the northeast wall was 1/2 etzba longer than a regular classic ama. The one on the southeast wall was a half finger bigger than that, meaning a full finger bigger than the proper ama. And say yitiral shamosha etzba. Why do they have two different sizes? When workers coming to work for the Beit HaMikdash would take their payment using the smaller one a normal one, and they would return using this bigger one to make sure shaleavoli demiila, that they wouldn't by any chance get overpaid and then be violating meila by having hekdesh money. So tarti lamali, why do I need two different sticks? Because both of them are bigger than the standard. Chada de kaspa v'zahava. One was for gold and silver, which is much more finely measured, so I only used an extra half. Chada minyana, though, was for building materials that are more grossly measured, so I needed a full etzba bigger. Okay? So we have two different reasons why we would be concerned about the size of an etzba. Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'tem Rav Huna bar Natan said, lo tashanina v'sheish basar v'chulia l'chulia malei etzba. Because of our Mishnah, of the size of tail between the tailbone vertebrae, that would make it a baal mum. Okay. The last piece we're going to see about the genitalia, ain lo beitzim o ain lo ela beitza achat. If it has no testes or only has one, b'shmar lo mer im yesh lo shnei kisin. If it has two sacks, yesh lo shtei beitzim. Then you know it has two. Ain lo shnei kisin. If it doesn't have two sacks, ain lo ela beitza achat. It only has one, and you don't have to check further. It's a baal mum. Kiv omer, there is a test. Moshival akuzo, you put the animal on its back on ma'ech and you squeeze. And yesh beitza so folatzeit, it'll come out. Ma'asesh mi'ech v'leyatza, they did this once. Nishchatav nirtzeit v'kavak slim, and they found it stuck to the fat of the inside of the animal. V'itir v'kiva said, it's mutar, that's not called a beitza, because it didn't come out with the test, and therefore it was a balmum, and the shchita was fine. V'asar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said it was prohibited. Okay, hashta ein lo ala beitza achat amar tavim umma. The beginning of the Mishnah is strange. We said if it only has one, it's a mum. Ein lo klami by then. Why do you have to tell me if it has none? It's a bal mum. Chasar mechzor avachitani. There's something more to the brayta, to the Mishnah. Ein lo shtei beitzim b'shtei kisin ela bekis achad. If it doesn't have two, but they're in one kis, inam b'shtei kisin beitza achad, or two sacks and only one testicle, harei ze mum. That's called a mum. That's where Mishmael comes and says, just look at the sacks. If there's two sacks, you know there's two testes. If there's only one sack, it's as if it's only got one testicle. It's a balmum and nothing for the test. We do not use that as a guide. We don't say that that tells us what's going on. You do this test, turning on its back and squeezing, and it'll come out. Now we have this conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. That's the name of a town. Exactly like the Mishnah. That seems to be the story in the Mishnah, and we got the location. Rabbi Kiva said, how long are you going to keep wasting Am Yisrael's money? Here's a perfectly good animal, and you're saying it's usur. How long do you keep feeding nevelot to Am Yisrael? It's not a nevela, it was shechted properly. Ela treifot. It wasn't a treifa. How long do you keep allowing Bnei Yisrael to eat kodshim bachutz? Okay, the next Mishnah, Baal Chamesh Raglaim O Shein Lo Ela Shalosh. If it has five legs or three legs, Shraglav Klutot Kshel Chamor, or if its legs are cloven like a donkey, vashachul vakasul, which means that the legs in some way are displaced. You'll see, ezu shachul, what's that? Shishmita yirecho, that the thigh has been dislodged. Vakasul shachat mirechaim kvohot, one of the legs is taller than the other. We'll see how this all works. So amravuna lo shanu ela shachasevi ater bayad. By the way, this Mishnah, the chamesh raglaim or shalosh, is only in the four legs. Aval beregel, if it's the back legs, trefa namihave. It's not only a balmum, it's a trefa. Why the whole yatir kanatul dami? Anytime you have something extra, you have to imagine as if it's been taken away to get you the right amount. So if it's got three legs in back, you have to imagine if it's two, but one was taken away. And in that case, in the back legs would be a trefa. Papa, lo tema da agilan velostikan, about the cloven hooves, they don't have to be round without a cut. Ela akevan da agilan, once they're round, afogav velostikan, even if they have a cut between them that would make them sort of like split hooves, they're still posel hakrava. Vashachul vakasul, what's that? Ezu kasul vezu shachul. What's that shachul? Shnish mitayu echo. That's that the thigh got dislodged. Kasul shuaglo achad betocha kesa. One of the legs is in the socket. The one is on top of it. So therefore it's longer because it's sticking out. Tana sarua va kalut. We added two more mumim, which is sarua and kalut. With sarua that we saw earlier was any time you've matched pieces, like the eyes, the ears, and they aren't not matched. So here we're going to do Sarua with legs, which is Shinishtabev Loyrecho, which means that one of the legs got dislodged, so it's longer. Kalut, Shiraglav Klutot, Kashal Chamor, Kashal Sus. And Kalut is that the legs are cloven together like a horse or like a donkey. Okay, Nishbar Etzim Yadov Etzim Raglo. If his hand, foreleg bone or back leg bone is broken, even though he can't see it, which of course makes it strange, because why should that be a mum? Mumin Elu, now we get a summary. Mumin Elu mana Ila biyav nevo du lo chachamim. The chachamim agreed with Ila, who is the expert mum checker. We saw him already in the previous parak. And chachamim accepted these. If you'll give him a little see, if he added three more. Amrula lo shamanu et elu. And chachamim said, we don't know about these other three, we don't accept them. What are they? Shigagalino agol kashel adam, that the animal's eyeball is round like a person's. Piv domel shal chazir, or its mouth is like a chazir. Vishinital rovam the barbel shana, or majority of its talking part, we'll see what that means, of its tongue is gone. Beitin shalacharen amru hareza mumin. The later Beitin actually accepted those mumin. So our list grew by three. Now, Enu Nika Mika Havi Mumma, if you can't recognize it, why is it a mum? Or Papa, Enu Nikar Machmar Atzmo, meaning you can't see the mum itself of on Nikar Machmar Malacha. You could see it when it's working, meaning when it's walking, you could see it limping. So the broken foreleg or back leg is considered seen because you can see it when it's walking. Okay, moving on to the mount. The Mamer Delav Hainu Orche, you're going to tell me that a round eyeball is not a normal thing for an animal. Vahamini, remember the Mishnah in the third parak of Nida. If woman miscarries, a famous machloket of Meir Chachamim, if woman miscarries, what comes out looks like an animal or a bird, bein tmein bein torin, no matter what it looks like, whether an animal is tahor or tamei, im zachar teshev the zachar, if you could tell that it's a male, then she has the 7 days of tuma, and then 33 days of tam tohar, and kochim after 40 days. Im nekeva, if it's female, teshev the nekeva, 1466. Eino yaduah, if we don't know, then teshev the zachar nekeva, then you do the chumra, which is 14 days of tuma, but dam tohar only lasts till the end of 40 days, but only after 80 days can she bring the korban. Divrei Reb Meir. Chachamim, of course, say that's not let it at all. Rav Chana, Rav Yochanan, my Tam Reb Meir, what's his reason? Why does Reb Meir say that this is close enough that you're going to call it a yoledet? Because its eyeball is round like an Adam. So that Yosef, lo kasha, ha be'uchma, ha be'chivra. One is in the black, one is in the white. And the Rishonim are all over the place on trying to make sense of what this distinction is. When would we say that this is a normal thing, and therefore it would fit Reb Meir's model of looking like a person, of being a proper animal? And when would we say that it's very strange and be a mum? Is it the white of the eye looks like a person, but the black not, or vice versa? Piv domek shal chazir, what do we say about that? Rav Papa lo tema de shafid uparus, doesn't have to be cut in sharp corners, and also with the upper lip hanging over the bottom one. Like Kaver the Parus, once it's hanging over, Afagav lo shapid, even if the mouth is not sharply cut, which is like a pig's. Tal Roven the Rebbe Shadow, what's that? Tmanit Mani, who's that Rebbe Yudahi? Tanya, in our Sugya, it says, Vetchin Tal Rov Halashon. If majority of the tongue is missing, you know, Rov Hamdaber Shal Shano, it doesn't have to be majority of the tongue, majority of the speaking part, meaning the part that moves on a person when he speaks, which is the part that's disconnected from the palate. If that's cut off, majority of that's cut off, then it's already a mum. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.